The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. The former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, joins us. Bob, boy, everything, I know we keep saying this, but everything is about Donald Trump. He just was in Dallas. Thousands of people came out to see him. Yeah, there were protesters, but nothing compared to the people who were cheering him on, who went to eat nachos and drink beer and listen to him in an arena. I mean, this guy is for real. He says, I'm going all the way. So he's answering the question. It is a real campaign at this point, isn't it?
Oh, yes. I can't trump what you just said. You know, I got yelled at for putting Sanders and Trump by one of my progressive friends in the same comment. And I said, listen, take it as a compliment. Sanders and Trump are going outside the box, and the rest aren't. And that, and you know, Bernie Sanders went down there to Liberty.
Yes. You know.
And let me tell you, I mean, seriously, that's like the first time I campaigned and went into a union meeting as a Republican. You know, you come out better for it, but it's a little, you know, risky at first. And he did it. And then Trump is a whole nother story. But no matter what happens, Trump is out there and drawing numbers.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the other part of this is, what do you make of Ben Carson? Because he's also gaining of everybody else in the pack. All of a sudden, the mild mannered doctor, retired doctor, just explodes from the pack.
And this is strange because, and I really don't mean this as critical, it's going to sound like it, but I mean, I follow news and politics, you do too. Can you and I really come together and probably come up with, you know, where he stands on how to balance the budget? Or, I mean, you really can't, but he's there and he's quiet and he's mild mannered. I mean, he's more chill than Obama. And President Obama's pretty laid back, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's not a, I can't tell you a lot that Carson stands for. I mean, I can guess certain things. It's just a strange political time. People are just so against the same old, same old. And Trump yesterday, by the way, by name, just railed on Karl Rove. I mean, he said, whatever. So Trump's going after Rove and the establishment silk-stocking Republicans. He'll be after Boehner and McConnell next. That's a very interesting strategy.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. And I guess that's the idea, just to go for broke. Would you, if we get closer with Trump, do you think he hires some of the establishment guys or nah, he just keeps doing what he's doing?
No, his campaign manager is Corey Lewandowski, and I have to give a disclaimer here. Corey ran my 1998 campaign, so I have to do a disclaimer. And I hired him because he was a take-no-prisoner guy, and he's running that campaign. Now, they're going to get the establishment talking with them. They'll never get the Roves of the world. Eventually, the Roves of the world will yield to them. But Lewandowski's a new breed of 40 years old, younger guy, and I think they'll have some establishment, you know, courting them. But I still think the campaign will bring in some talented, you know, fresh thinking people for the main part.
Yeah. Wow. Interesting times, to say the least. And then we have this budget thing going on in D.C. What are the odds of a possible government shutdown?
I don't think they're good. I don't think it's going to happen. And here's what they're doing. They're using the let's pull Iran out of the hat again strategy. The Senate, Mitch McConnell's going to have another vote on Iran. Why? You know, why? Mm-hmm. And the House is going to continue some votes. And I seriously think they're using Iran now as a smokescreen, you know, to maybe calm their members down so they can just get past the members that want to shut the government down. Cruz wants to shut it down in the Senate. Boehner's got a ton of them. I think Boehner got burnt so bad last time. I just can't see either Republican leader letting their caucus in somehow, some way, shut it down.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me either. The fervor over Iran just keeps building no matter what. Everywhere I turn, people ask me what I think about it. There's just a big spread in the Washington Post, an opinion piece about why this is just the wrong thing and everything that Iran's doing. I mean, you're very familiar with Iran. What are your thoughts on what really happens behind the scenes there?
Let me just say that I don't trust the Iranian government, so I want to say that. And I don't think the president trusts the Iranian government and Secretary of State Kerry. The bottom line remains, when this same type of deal was offered to George Bush, and I have to go back to this, and Dick Cheney, and I know because I was involved with it, when this same type of deal was offered to them, Iran had 1,000 centrifuges. Nobody would accept it. Cheney stopped the whole negotiations. Now, Condoleezza Rice tried to talk to Iran, by the way. She tried. That was all stopped. So then they went to 5,000 centrifuges. Then they went to 9,000 centrifuges. So they just kept going. Now, at some point in time, either somebody strikes them militarily, which is hard to do because I believe the nuke main nukes would be buried under the streets, or you start to negotiate with them, and that's what we did. So overall, I mean, could we have got a better deal? Maybe. However, something had to be done, and this is now we have a decade to monitor, and the next president's not going to be able to do this. So we have to really, really do enforcement, use technology to monitor them. But I don't think it's the perfect deal, and I don't trust the government of Iran. But what else was going to happen? This was just going to, Netanyahu, warned in 1992 they're a month away. Somebody's got to do something. Nobody did anything. So I don't know. I just think in the long term, Kate, it will pan out to be an okay deal for us to begin the process to monitor on. Also, we have to hope they come back into the world fold, and then their people don't want to go backwards, and then their people control the government versus being controlled.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah. Interesting side note, as you were talking about this, mentioning this, that you can tell people are frustrated with the same old thing for real, and this is why a Donald Trump, and this is why we're seeing the interest in the non-outsider political person. Is there a hope that we'd ever have term limits? And you're someone who served for a while. Do you think there is a cutoff point where, hey, you can't just serve, if you go one round, you can't get anything done, you do need X, Y, Z amount of years? What do you think about that?
Oh, I think it's a long way off. The state legislatures did term limits, and then everybody came in looking for another job and used their short period of time to get another job. So that's a problem. I think more in the campaign finance changes will help. Transparency, the mega PACs, dealing with all that, I think will help more. If you have term limits, though, they've got to be universal. You can't have the House having them and the Senate doesn't. And I think term limits internally for leaders of the House and Senate would be honestly wonderful if they would impose those. That would help,
yeah.
I think.
Then the leadership turns over, so you have to be more accountable in a different way,
exactly.
I guess.
I think that's better.
What do you think, last one, do you think if you're President Obama and you're watching all this, the puppet show that's in front of you, what are you? Are you just, like you say, chillaxing? It's like, this is my legacy. I'm going off however I go off.
Oh, yes. I mean, I think the president really kind of got more alive in the last year, probably. He utilized the White House and its power and everything he could do, I think. And now he's sitting back and watching this whole campaign unfold. And I will, and this is where I get in trouble with Republican friends, if they think they can Obama this next campaign to death, they're wrong. He's a sitting president, and he's won some battles over the Republicans. And so this is not just about, let's ride Obama's back into the White House, and criticize him. So I think he's kind of in that, I won't say lame duck as much as kind of a reactivation for him here in the last 2 years of the term.
Yeah, that's what I would say, too. Great observation. Bob Ney, as always. Talk Radio News. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you.
Hi, Peter Porcaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you. people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America tonight. I thought it'd be fun to look at some of the headlines across the country, see where it's at when it comes to, you know, we still have papers of some sort, and we do still have papers of record, I suppose. The big story across the nation, and the USA Today said it, death toll rises to 12 in Utah, flash flood, one still missing. Boy, was that sad. I saw the video, and it was, you know, when they say flash flooding, these cars, there is no way you were getting out of this car. It was brutal in Hilldale, Utah. The Washington County Sheriff there said that they were searching flood crossings and the banks and all that kind of stuff, but you could see clearly on video, it just in one section of what I had seen, heavy rains smashed at about 5 o'clock mountain time. You had two cars that were carrying 16 people, and they had women and small children in it, and they were just turning over, smashing down. There's just no way someone comes out of that. And there were people who died from several families. Just like that, you know, boom. The video shows a white box truck and a green Suburban upstream from the creek crossing waiting for this flow to go, but within seconds, the water rolls and rises right before your eyes. There's mud and debris. It climbs over the road, smacks across the yards, hits up against the walls of the houses, and it lifts those two cars. I've never seen anything like it. It lifts the two cars at the crossing, then throws them over a waterfall into a 50-foot ravine. And there was someone who shot the video. That's how we saw it. They said you could see the brake lights coming on. They were spinning around, and they just disappeared. The water rose into the yards, and they smashed against trees, and it was brutal. I mean, it was just brutal. It's exactly what they say. When the Weather Service says a flash flood warning, so this is the kind of thing that can happen. And those people who were all of a sudden in the car in this terrible situation were trying to avoid it. But look what happened to them. Just poor timing of where they happened to be and how it pulled them up and over that way. What do you do? I mean, how do you get out of it? What a terrible tragedy. Because they're being dragged is basically what's happening. Some other headlines of note, some of the things that we've already obviously talked about. We have the big debate coming up on Wednesday, and this is part two after 24 million watched the first one on Fox. What's this one going to be like? And we talked about the Pope. A lot of people are talking about the Pope because that's just next week, touching down in Washington, D.C. first, and then going from Washington to New York and then New York to Philadelphia. The New York Times, if you were to look at the Times, and of course all these papers are now online too, some people just get the online versions, but the front of the Times would say, analyst detail claims that reports on ISIS were distorted. You have Obama weighing talks with Putin on the Syrian crisis. Great. You have Hungary citing crisis, detaining scores of migrants. And you have more Republicans see Trump as a winner, according to the new poll. So we know the polls and Trump have been positive. We know about the crisis situation. But the president weighing talks with Putin, they have such a chilly relationship. I mean, it's been over a year, the president has really resisted any kind of a meeting with Putin, only taking a phone call from the Kremlin. Over the Ukraine. But supposedly they're going to be in the same city the same time. So with this tension with Syria, there's debate about should they try to meet and work out their differences. You've got the Russian weapons, the equipment to Syria, all of that kind of stuff from Putin. So if the Ukraine and Syria, as the Times says, are the world's two most significant conflict zones, then some people are saying the solutions to both problems ultimately go through Moscow, making it important to talk. But would a meeting play into Vladimir Putin's hands or not? And what are they saying in the White House? It's such a supercharged environment over this nuclear agreement thing. I don't know. I'm going to say it might just be pushed aside. It might just be pushed off for a little bit longer. We talked about this the other day. The administration was caught off guard by what the Kremlin decided to do into Syria. That's why the Secretary of State jumped on the phone with Sergei Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister, for the third time in just a handful of days, to complain that it was unhelpful. So there are question marks surrounding what is the deal on Putin and Syria. He's tight with Assad, but there's more to it than that. Way more to it than that. All right, by the way, just a quick throw in here because I saw this as a headline in a couple of different papers I went to. Fred DeLuca is the co-founder of Subway. He died. He's supposedly the inspiration, they often would say, behind the whole chain, behind the whole success of it. And I've seen interviews and stuff with him. 67, and here's what he did. You got to love this. I love these stories from rags to riches. You know, that's why we do that. It's your business segment. So DeLuca borrowed money at 17. In 1965, to open a sandwich shop, you know how much he had to borrow? $1,000. And then, covering expenses, blah, blah, blah. And now it's the world's largest chain of fast food franchises. 67 years old he was. 67 years old. How about that? And, you know, they said the story of him getting sick, it was a couple years ago. He was traveling around, he was visiting the franchises, and he just got ill. And they found that he had leukemia. But he was still trying to do what he could. So he named his sister president to run the day-to-day thing, because he was a big hands-on guy. You know, and they say he traveled around the country in an old car, and he stopped at Subways incognito so he could just kind of talk with everybody. I love that he did that. That was smart. And he, the amount of Subways, 4,268 in 110 countries. Let me say that number again, 44,268. So that surpasses McDonald's. I didn't know that. 36,000. KFC by a long shot, 18,000. How about that? And he's a co-founder, because he had somebody else that was partners with him too. I mean, that's an interesting beginning, starting with $1,000 and springing that into something, you know, again, so much bigger. And then there was the story, and this got play in every single newspaper that I picked up, that I looked at, Broke College, what happened with the whole hazing thing, and prosecutors are talking about charging students for maybe third degree murder. It's a fraternity pledge. What they did was they had to run across, this was in the Poconos, they had to run across a frozen yard through a bunch of fraternity brothers wearing a blindfold, a backpack that weighed them down 20 to 30 pounds of sand in the backpack. They called it the gauntlet, the glass ceiling symbolizing the burden. So, unfortunately, Chun Deng died, and this is 2 years later. Stay with us.
Okay, open your mouth and say ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to sayahnow.com. Sayahnow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. Right, this brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Mm-hmm. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Oh, technology is supposed to work.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Reminders, we have our cheap movie review coming up on our Thursday into Friday show, setting you off into the weekend. There are some interesting movies that are coming out. I might actually go to the movies this weekend. Woohoo! If you go to a movie, you review it, you send me your review at americatonight.net. Send it to there. I will send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Hey, any mail's good mail, right? It's actually a really fun book. So send us your cheap movie review. In the meantime, don't forget, coming up on our next show, Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done, Fruits and Nuts, Shredded, and Bingo, also a part of the frivolity of the next time we meet. Plus, the bigger thing is, absolutely, we're going to be talking about the debate. We're going to be talking about the second debate and what this is going to come off like for the woulda, coulda, shoulda candidates, or who knows, maybe they get a little bit of a bump. You know, it's like a great speaker. I heard somebody the other day who a speaker who talked about the profession of speaking and called it being a virtuoso. What if you were a virtuoso? And that it was took practice and content and wonderful ways to present things and pushing the envelope. So somebody gets those sharp moments. They rise above the dull hum. They get you excited about something they've said. They attack the opponent in the right way. They know how to debate, and they know how to speak, and it all just comes together at that moment. That could sway and make a difference, at least temporarily in the polls, and who knows? Because certainly that's part of the reason for debates. You find out more about the person. You get a sense of how they deal with other candidates and questions, whether they're softball hard or they have no clue what they just said. Remember, that's what happened to the former governor of Texas, where he got lost in a question that he was asked. I'm not going to hammer him, but you know what I mean. And it can happen to anyone. I mean, they can get any kind of curveball. So you have to figure the obvious things. Immigration is going to be served up on a platter. Iran, that's going to be another one of the topics that'll be covered. And for everybody that's there, from Trump to Carson and Cruz and Rubio and Huckabee and Paul and Christie and Kasich and Fiorina and Walker and Bush, the stakes are pretty high. Not as much for Trump, because if he keeps doing what he does, then he'll just keep cruising in the polls, most likely. But the stakes are high for someone like Bush, because there's some real life and death minutes, moments, whatever you want to say, that are sitting there and are ready to be either hit out of the ballpark or smashed down and blow up on you. So Donald Trump is the guy getting the coverage, but that can swing. It is possible to get a big bump. So Bush, to me, has to take control over whatever the campaign narrative is. He's got to be confrontational. I think he has to be confrontational with Bush. Bush is leveling him. I mean, imagine constantly hearing, whether someone flips on a radio, you're in a hotel room, you're watching the tube for 2 seconds, he is low energy. He has no energy, if you like that sort of thing. He has to be fuming. Now, Bush did a smart thing, I'd say, play up the Spanish, and he released a campaign video where he spoke in Spanish. And it includes an appearance by his wife, who is an immigrant from Mexico. And she talks in English. That we have the same interest, we have the same feeling, all that kind of stuff. But still, nothing is working for him. There was a Monmouth University poll that was released on Monday, found that in New Hampshire, Bush slipped from second place into a tie for fifth with Carly Fiorina at 7%. And nothing is taking Trump down. He continues to be leading the polls, leading the charge all along the way. So we'll see. We'll see what this debate is like, but frankly, I'm kind of charged up about it. Of course I am, because we do this, but if I wasn't doing this, I'd be charged up about it. I know some incredibly liberal Democrats who are watching this debate. They're not saying, oh, who cares, it's the Republic. They're watching. So the good news for somebody who can really pop out is it may change their fates and fortunes a bit. Because the single digits are not the place to be. You have to move up into the double digits. And that's really just Carson and Trump at this point. But this debate could, it will, perhaps draw out some of the other Republicans. And maybe we'll see something we haven't seen in the last debate. I mentioned this briefly. I want to flesh this out a little more. John Boehner getting the boot. How would you feel about that? Thumbs up or thumbs down for John Daner. I'm saying thumbs down. Sorry, John Daner. Time to move on. You might disagree. Flip me an email, americatonight.net. So Boehner, behind the scenes, they're talking about replacing him possibly with Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy. But that's not a definite. But we know that conservatives have had Boehner in their sights for a long time. You know, he was elected speaker in 2011. And here it is, 2016 almost. Boehner has represented Ohio since 1991. It is third two-year term as speaker. Think about that. Now, his spokesperson says, oh, the speaker is not going anywhere. Navigating tough challenges isn't new to this leadership team. The speaker is focused on the American people's priorities and how we can accomplish them. Oh, that's hocus pocus. They sat around somewhere at a bar and decided what they were going to say. Let's say this. No, let's say that. But I think Boehner's out. By the end of the year, for sure, starting into 2016, it'd be a shocker if he was still speaker. And that's a pretty long time. He held the gavel for a while. Longer than I thought he would, because there were some challenges where he bailed on the conservatives. And I thought for sure they were going to have his head on a platter. But he survived it. I don't think he survives into 2016. Joe Biden, I think, is testing the waters. Should I run? What should I do? He went after Donald Trump and said that it's absolutely denigrating to an entire group of people. He told 75 guests at a Hispanic Heritage event at his house at the Naval Observatory. Among the people there, by the way, former Red Sox pitcher Pedro Martinez, that Trump was appealing to the baser side of human nature, that Trump embodied xenophobia that we haven't seen since the mid-19th century. You got to love that word, that $100 word, and saying we haven't seen it since the mid-19th century. Biden said, I walked out of the house just as Trump was talking on television. This won't prevail. This will not prevail. So what will, I mean, he told people not to be discouraged. He said Trump's message is sick. It's a sick message. And then he said, let's wait and see what the Pope has to say when he comes to the United States. But Biden jumps on the trail. That makes it a little more interesting between the war of words between Trump and Biden, because I think there would absolutely be some. But he's not officially in. And remember when Biden was on Colbert, he said he didn't think any man or woman should run for president unless, number one, they knew exactly why they would want to be president. Number two, they can look at people out there and say, I promise you, you have my whole heart, my whole soul, energy, and passion to do this. So I guess that's what he's deciding. If he has that, then he's going to go for it. We've talked about this before. What do you think is the most important thing for a president? What are the qualities you're looking for? I mean, of course, heart and soul, that would be a given. I think integrity, transparency, somebody who's a leader, who really leads, even when it's tough. Because there is no one person, Republican or Democrat, no virtuoso out there who can cut the clutter all the way across the board. May surprise a few people, but nobody who can, I think, that can stand in that position and own it 100%. I don't think so. Debates are going to be interesting. Hang with us. More coming your way on the flip side here on America Tonight.
The result. receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
For another edition of It's Your Business here on America Tonight. We've got Terry Kohler with us. He's the president and CEO of the Ben Hogan Golf Equipment Company. Everybody knows I'm a big fan of the game of golf. I had the chance to play in the LPGA's exciting day of, I think she can play golf. I know if we put her with a couple of pros, she'll do well. And I think that's the kind of day I had in their pro-am. It was so much fun. And, of course, I was at all the big tournaments in Dallas, and I go beyond that, too. So golf equipment is such an interesting thing because I think it's so personal. It is the it's what you slay the game with, as I like to say. Terry, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a very exciting adventure we're on to resurrect this very vaunted 60-year-old brand that Mr. Hogan built. So it's quite an honor and an obligation, and it's just an exciting thing we're doing.
Yeah, so tell us about that. How did this happen? How did you get involved with the Ben Hogan Company and, as you say, to really put it on the map again?
Well, my roots with Mr. Hogan go way back to my childhood. My father had played golf with Mr. Hogan before the war, and had a few encounters, I think, and with Mr. Hogan during the war. They were both in the Army Air Corps, and so I grew up with Mr. Hogan's books and his teachings and his philosophies pounded into me by my dad. I started my golf industry career in 1980, and in the mid-90s found myself as director of marketing at Ben Hogan. It was kind of my dream job. But the company had been uprooted from Fort Worth and moved to Virginia, and it just was not the real Ben Hogan Company, and it really fell into some hard times and mismanagement and misappropriation of what the values here that Mr. Hogan had left everybody. And I had gone off down another path and had created a small wedge company out of South Texas. And we had seen where the Ben Hogan brand had been sold to apparel company Perry Ellis. And I had got 100, 120 years of Ben Hogan experience on my team by then and people that worked with Mr. Hogan. And so we all sat around and said, why wouldn't we go resurrect the Ben Hogan brand? So we reached out to Perry Ellis and had a conversation, and that led to extended dialogue. And that led to an agreement for us to be have the worldwide rights to bring the Ben Hogan brand back to the golf equipment industry. And we launched in January, and it has been a whirlwind ride.
So when you launching in January, what do you do to get the word out? I mean, obviously we know marketing, but and you have connections and you've been in the golf industry, but how do you really try to put the seeds out there? Hey, we're back. We're back where we originally started. We're back in Ben's backyard. How do you do that?
Well, you know, this is a business program, right? And so, you know, what we looked at is the first thing we have to do is realize we've got a 60-year-old brand, but we're a startup company, you know, this, with the pains and the growing challenges of, you know, new systems and new structure and new staff. And we've gone from 4 people to over 40 in less than a year. And, you know, that takes some settling in time. But we've been very blessed by the golf media, and business media has covered us very extensively. While we build our infrastructure, and I like to call it the exoskeleton of the field organization and network of stores that stock the product. So we've been very, very blessed by a lot of interest. The Ben Hogan brand is so well known and revered in our industry. We have been kind of one of the big stories of the industry. So as we mature into the coming season, we'll begin to augment that with, you know, more advertising and an enhanced public relations effort. We do a lot of online digital engagement with golfers to take them through a process that we call Hogan Fit, which is a personal bag mapping analysis, and it helps golfers understand what the makeup of their toolbox is, as I like to say. But we have a field organization that's out there telling the story every day to the retail accounts and golf professionals, and very grassroots, very much blocking and tackling at this early stage of our development.
So as you continue to develop, will you eventually go after or get some golfers to endorse? Because isn't that part of what you do with golf equipment now?
Well, you know, the professional golfer endorsement arena is expensive, and it's changing a lot. What we're learning, we have a lot of tour players have come to us, and, you know, they say, hey, Hogan always had a great reputation. I'd like to try your products. And you know, a lot of golfers can play whatever they want to play. You know, they may have, an endorsement deal on a driver or maybe a golf ball. But a lot of golfers can play whatever kind of wedges and irons they want to play. And we already have some in play. We have a set of Hogan wedges in play at the Solheim Cup this week. And with a golfer who we can't name, but you know, we're starting to make inroads at these highest levels based on product performance, because that's really what it's all about. Our philosophy is build great golf clubs that really do what we say they do, and let them do the talking. And I think eventually next year, the year after, we'll probably have a number of players on the tour playing our golf clubs simply because of the quality. As far as the single endorser. You know, we've got Ben Hogan, and there doesn't come any better endorser than that. And his family and heirs are involved with us, and the Ben Hogan Foundation is involved with us. And so I can't tell you how gratifying it is to have people who knew Mr. Hogan and knew the company write us and tell us that they believe Mr. Hogan would be proud of what we're doing. And that's kind of the ultimate payoff. If we can do work that he would have been proud of, well, then pretty much everything else will take care of itself, we think.
Yeah, you mentioned at the top that your father had played golf with him. What was that like? Because he would have, the round that he played with him, or a couple of rounds, would have been back in the early days. And what an incredible reputation certainly he had as just an amazing guy to get a chance to do a round with.
Well, you know, this was, and my dad passed away when I was young, but I remember the story, and it was before World War II broke out. And so Mr. Hogan had not won his first tournament yet. He was a struggling rabbit out there. And of course, there was not much money on professional golf. You played for, really, it was about testing yourself against the best in the world rather than how much money you could make doing it. But the, The circumstance was my father and my uncle, Dr. Kirkham in Houston, somehow managed to be invited to play an exhibition with Mr. Hogan and another journeyman tour player named Jug McSpadden. And so I grew up with that story and those pictures, and that led my dad to be, you see, an ardent fan of Mr. Hogan's. And apparently they had an encounter after the war, because I grew up with an autographed copy of Mr. Hogan's 1949 book, Power Golf, that he wrote a real nice little missive in the inside cover to my father. And so I don't know the circumstances of that. I guess by the time I realized I really want to know all these stories, my dad had passed. And so a lot of that I'll just never know. I grew up with all of Mr. Hogan's teachings and the secrets in the dirt. And, you know, if you outwork the best, you'll become the best. And nothing wrong with your game. Another 5,000 practice balls won't fix. And that kind of thing.
That's so that's true. Yeah, I love that.
And a big part of it, one of my favorite quotes of Mr. Hogan's was, and even God, there's so many of them, but one of my favorites, and my dad pounded this to me and my brother as kids, and that is, hard work never bothered me like it bothers most people. If you outwork the best, you'll become the best. And I think that's a mantra for business. That's a mantra for life. You know, just if hard work scares you, you're in the wrong business, particularly as an entrepreneur.
Boy, that's so well said. We're speaking with Terry Kohler, President and CEO of the Ben Hogan Golf Equipment Company. Do you have a favorite club? Is there a club that you just, ooh, I love this club? I mean, there's so many to pick from. But if I'm asking you to pick one, do you have a favorite?
You know, I guess categorically, no. I like driving the golf ball, and I guess I'm a little cat out of the bag. I'm experimenting with a prototype driver or something we'll have probably in a year. We're really doing a lot of testing. It's very different. But I just enjoy the game of golf. The challenge of striking a golf ball properly has always been appealing to me. I was always what we call a range rat. I was always on the range hitting golf balls. And I love the feeling of striking a golf ball and seeing it fly the way you pictured. And, you know, but I guess I'm fortunate. My least favorite club is probably the putter, because as I get older and shakier, more trouble. you know, I've always been, I love the feel of a well-struck golf shot. It doesn't matter to me whether it's a driver or a fairway wood or a long iron or middle iron or short iron or, you know, a short wedge shot that you stick close to the hole. I love the challenge of this game. And, you know, it's a very hard game. Your listeners that play golf know that. But from the people we talk to, that's really the number one appeal of this game, is it is hard. Not everybody can master this, and nobody ever gets it to a point, you know, not Tiger Woods, not Jordan Spieth. Nobody has ever gotten to a point where it's really commanded golf. I guess probably Ben Hogan came as close as there ever was to just having complete command of the golf ball for as long as he wanted to, you know, until his health, you know, failed.
Boy, isn't that true. Well, continued success. Good luck with the company. And I think it's really, really cool. I love the story of bringing it back to life, the great Ben Hogan. I've read all those same books, and it's really, really neat. Terry Kay, thanks so much.
Thank you so much. I look forward to it. Let me know if you ever want to come in and we'll talk more golf.
I love it. Thanks, Terry.
Thank you, Kay.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.